Tomorrow is Monday, and we have food bank as usual from 4 to 6:30. We are continuing that with the drive-through for our clients from 4 to 6:30. And also tomorrow morning, we are continuing to, and on Fridays, you also have a prayer. How many of you know prayer is the most important thing a church can do? Amen? Prayer. So Friday at 7:14. If you can't be here in the sanctuary with them, I understand that. We understand. So then there's people here that are actually filming it or have it on Facebook Live. So join us 7:14, even in your home, and pray. And let's pray for our nation and see God do a move. Amen. There are a couple other things I want to talk to you about, too, that I sent out a text this week. Some of you got it. Some of you may not have. We're doing something special for some of our shut-ins, like Tracy and Carol and some others, Ann Thomas, Granny Taylor at the nursing home. And there's other names, too. I don't want to leave anybody out, but I just want you to know what we're doing. Had the kids make up some cards for each one of the shut-ins, and some of the adults actually have given me some cards as well. You know, when we're shut in, we're lonely, aren't we? And we just need sometimes a little perk, and so I feel like that this is going to bless them. And if you want to get me a card sometime this week, if you want to find out who you can send it to, what name, just text me, shoot me a text, call me, whatever, and I can help you with that. And I will make sure that they will get those cards. Also, how many of you remember Henry and Nanya? Okay. Henry and Nanya are about to have a second child. Yay! Yeehaw! Right? So August the 17th, she will be induced, and they are having a baby boy. And they are in Spring Valley, Illinois, and they're in a church, but they're missing us here. We were family to them, they said, and they miss us. And so I just felt a burden to help them. And we are collecting actually some money for Henry and Nanya, and we are going to be purchasing some gifts for them. She's registered at Target, and we're going to go online, and I'll take the money that I have received from you, and I will purchase all the gifts with what I have, and then we will ship them to them straight from Target to their house so that they can receive their gifts before the baby comes, okay? So if you want to donate to that, see me today after church. I'll be out there by the Welcome Center. One last thing, they're not here this morning, so Amy is expecting another child as well, and so we want to bless Amy and Ben. And if you would like to buy something for them, they are in need of a lot of things. They don't even know. She said, I'm just so tired, I don't even know what I need. So if you would like to purchase a gift for them, if you would bring your gift wrapped to the church by August the 16th, I believe that's Sunday, August the 16th, for Amy and Ben. For Nanya and Henry, if you want to donate money, if you would bring it to me by next Sunday, which is August the 9th, I believe, okay? We would appreciate that. Let me get you all to stand real quick. I want to read a scripture to you. We had a great Sunday school this morning. I want to just put a little blurb in for Sunday school. If you are not in Sunday school, we're studying the book of Revelation. And we just started today. And the scripture tells us that those who read this book and do what it says are blessed. And I'm going to tell you what, we are blessed already reading the scripture. I want to read something to you from from Revelation that we were looking at this morning just to bless you. And then we're going to have Pastor come over. Pastor's going to lead us in prayer. We got a couple people here that he would like to pray over. Revelation chapter 1. To him who loves us and has freed us or washed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, John says, I want to encourage you, all the things that are going on in our world today, keep your eyes on Jesus, this is what the scripture says. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. Jesus says this, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Folks, Jesus is coming soon. Look up. He has told us when we see all of this stuff happening, look up, your redemption is drawing near. And John here is encouraging us to keep your eyes and your focus on Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor, would you
Amen.
Come?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, while you're standing, just want to encourage you just a minute. Everything that we do in this setting, all the practice before the service, the music time, everything that we do is to place ourselves in a position where we can encounter an amazing God. If we don't have opportunity, if we don't create and carve out opportunities when we can encounter God, you just as well go to the Elks Lodge. And there's nothing wrong with the Elks Lodge. But let's understand, unless we encounter God, there's nothing real spiritual that's happening. We need to encounter God. This morning, I just want us to take a few moments. We've actually had Anna and Mary have requested that we pray with them specifically on behalf of a friend. Do you want me to come back there, or do you want to come down here? That's up to you. We're going to let them start. You're going to come down. They're going to start making their way down. Also, Esther has made me aware of a need. A lady named Violet, stage 4 cancer. She needs a miracle. I've asked Esther to stand in for her. Hey, look, this is an opportunity. We don't have to whip ourselves into a frenzy. We don't have to go through all of the motions and then say, okay, here we are. No, here we are right now in this moment. This is an opportunity to encounter God. Maybe you, there's something going on in your own body. You need a touch from God. He's sufficiently, abundantly able. Maybe you need a financial miracle. You're running out of time on that particular situation. If you ladies want to sit, that would be fine with me. It doesn't bother me a bit. Be running out of time, and there's a financial situation that's really putting a tight crunch on you, and you need a financial miracle. Listen, he's able to meet every need that you have according to his riches and glory. Give him an opportunity to show himself strong, right? Maybe you need wisdom in your life. You're facing a decision and you're just not sure which way to go. You need God to speak to you and bring some clear direction. Listen, I believe you need to encounter God this morning. Wherever you are, whatever situation you may have, if you feel that prompting in your spirit right now, hey, I just need an encounter with a living God this morning, here's an opportunity. I'd encourage you, step out from where you are. I'm going to have our elders come and meet me here at the front. We want to pray with you. Listen, we're going to be very, we'll be careful. If you don't want us to come up and rub off, we're going to be very careful. We're going to be respectful. But we believe that in these moments like this, we can encounter a God that can turn everything around, right? All right, so if you're needing a touch from God this morning, just let me encourage you. Come on down here. We want an opportunity to pray with you. If I could have my elders to join me down here as well.
Hey, Pastor, while you're praying, we're going to worship while you're praying.
That's great. I think that's awesome.
You know, because they go hand in hand. I was just reading this morning, Psalm 149. For the Lord takes pleasure. It talks about singing a new song to the Lord. And it says, let the high praise of God be in their mouth, a two-edged sword in their hand. Why? To execute vengeance on the nations, to break the fetters and the bonds. So as we are worshiping God, as we're worshiping God, strongholds break, right? Our discouragements flee. So prayer and worship go hand in hand. Hallelujah. So if you're out there, worship with us. Okay. So we're going to mix it up a little bit, guys. So we'll start with our Waymaker. Hallelujah. God is good.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, Lord, I worship you. You are here. working in this place. I worship you, Lord, I worship you.
Sing that again. You are here.
You are here.
God.
For you're the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light my darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You're the way maker, Lord Jesus, you're the
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light my darkness.
Hallelujah. Today in this place, in our need, in our sickness, in our disease, in our weakness, in our today over mental illness, over anxiety. Peace, peace. Jesus, Jesus. Just, we need you, Lord Jesus. We're desperate for you, Lord, and we celebrate you, God.
Yes,
we celebrate
God,
who you are. You're going to do it again. You've done it before, and you will do it again, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. You are.
He's faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful to his children. He's faithful
Hallelujah.
To you.
Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We praise you and
good.
Worship you.
He's a good God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, turn to somebody and say, he is faithful.
He is
and he
faithful.
Will never fail. He is faithful and he will
he
never
faithful.
Fail.
Even Hallelujah. When you can't see it.
Hallelujah. 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 All right. This is a good time to celebrate the presence of the Lord. So.
Let's lift
Hallelujah.
High the name of Jesus. Celebrate.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Good, oh God.
Amen. Praise God.
Actually,
God was reminding me this week of
Gideon. Is good.
Gideon
yes,
and his mighty army of like 300 men, and all they had was a shout. All they had was a shout and the sword of the Lord, which is the word of God. They lifted up a shout. They lifted up the sword. They broke that clay pot, and the Lord did the rest. We are fighting the Amalekites. Everyone is having spiritual battles. And there's heaviness, there's depression, there's so much coming against us. But Lord, we're going to celebrate God, worship him, lift up a shout, and watch him do the work. Give him the praise.
Every praise to our God. We're to worship from one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise, to our God. Taking it up, every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. are my Savior.
God, my Savior.
Yes, you are.
God, my healer. God, my deliverer.
Yes, He is. 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 Every praise and every praise to our God. Every word of worship, one of accord. Every praise is to our God.
Hallelujah.
We lift you high, O God. In the face of our discouragements, in the face of all that's going on, we lift you high. We praise you and exalt you. We lift you high, O God. You are worthy, O God.
Yes, Lord, the highest praise, we give it to you, God, today. Mm. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. We
lift you are good, O God. Yes, you are.
You are the Holy One. You are the mighty God. Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah.
Our provider. You are faithful. You are Jehovah Nisi, our banner.
None like you, O God. None like
you,
Jesus.
You are victorious in battle, God.
We lift up a shout of praise to you in the face of the enemy. Listen to that, devil. Listen, we praise the name of our God. We praise the name of our Lord. And we will not be silent. The rocks will not cry out in our place. Hallelujah.
Hosanna in the highest.
Yes.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are good.
Worthy are you, God. Yes. 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 Praise you, God. Praise you, God. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy are you, God.
Mighty warrior. Thank you,
Lord. Just ask God to set you free.
You're coming, Lord. You're coming for your people.
From the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of oppression, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's all say it together. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And a people filled with His Spirit and filled with His joy, we will advance His kingdom. Hallelujah. For He is good. He is good.
He's our deliverer.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
I love you. Your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Let's sing of His goodness today. Love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness. All my life you have been
life you have been faithful, O God.
All my life you have been faithful.
Sing it, everyone. He's good to you. This is your song.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness.
Sing that one more time.
God.
All my life you have been faithful. One more time.
For all my life you have been faithful,
Lord Jesus.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able,
I will sing of the goodness of my God. Of my God,
oh, I am singing of the goodness of God.
Just lift your hands up.
Jesus.
For all of my life, you have been faithful, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we sing to you today.
All of my life, you have been so, so good.
With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Jesus,
for you are good. For you are good, oh God. My God, you are good. My God, you are faithful.
A song to you today.
My Lord, you are good.
We lift up a song
so,
of worship
so good to me.
Today.
Jesus, I worship you.
He wants you to know he sees you in the night.
Jesus,
he sees you in that place of desperation, of fear. He sees you in that place of need, of loneliness. And in that time, he just wants you to lift up your song. Just, Lord, I love you. You're not alone. You're not, he is with you. And just remind yourself by singing, just lift up a little song to him in those times. And he will rush in. He will rush in to love you and embrace you. He'll rush into that moment, into that storm, and speak peace to the waves, the wind and the waves. They must obey his voice. Hear him singing over you. It's in that moment of surrender. I think we're just supposed to repeat that bridge. If we can just repeat that bridge. It says, with my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. And that's the hard part for us. It's a trust issue. But that's what he wants. That's what we need to do. That's where the freedom is going to come.
Goodness is running
after
me. It's a
running after me. Your goodness is running after, running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after
me. It's running after me. God,
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you are good, O God. You are good, O Lord. against.
Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, you have no rival, oh God. Power and the glory forever and ever. Jesus.
Just want you to know he's here, so focus on him. He's here. He's worthy. Jesus is here today. Let him meet you where you are. Let him meet you right where you are. He's here to heal you. He's here to love you. He's here to set you free. He's here to call you. He's here to anoint you. He's here to send you. He's here to empower you, to fill you, to overflow. Thank you, Jesus.
While we're just kind of focusing and worshiping the Lord, just God speaking something to you, something, a scripture, a prophetic word, an exhortation, you need to say it. You need to not hold it back and be afraid, because
yes,
he loves you and he's with you and we love you. And we are all in this together, and we need to build each other up.
It's the body of Christ.
So this is the time to yield to the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Jesus, I love you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All right. Woo! God's faithful. God is good. If you guys want to take a seat, you can. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Thank you for your obedience to the Lord today. What a powerful name. What an awesome God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Man, it is so, so good to be here in God's house today. I'd be glad to be here if it was just me, but I'm even more thrilled that you're here too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, look, I just want to touch base on a couple of things from my perspective before we get into the word for today. I'm going to be, most of you guys know this, but I have this what I'm doing now, this is my calling. This is God's purpose for my life. But I also have responsibilities outside of this that help to make ends meet. And sometimes that other obligation takes me away, takes me out of town, such as the case in this upcoming week, actually for the next 12 days, I think it is. I'll be leaving tomorrow afternoon. Be flying. Crazy, crazy itinerary. You know, with all of this COVID and all of this kind of stuff, they've reduced on so many airlines, they've reduced the number of available flights. And so you kind of have to go whenever the flights are available. So I'll be flying tomorrow afternoon. Eventually tomorrow night on Arizona time, it'll be probably close to midnight your time, I'll finally arrive in Arizona, spend the night at a hotel in Phoenix, fly the next morning up to Spokane, Washington, spend a few days there, and then fly from Spokane. This is weird. I have to just go down to Ontario, California, which if you guys are familiar with that Southern California area, it's right there in the same area, L.A., Orange County, all of those. It's in that same area. But in order to go from Washington State just to Southern California, I have to go over to Dallas. That makes sense, right? Geographically, that makes sense, right? And then I have to stay the night at a hotel in Dallas, and then the next morning I can fly back to California again. And then I'll be there for a little while, and then I fly back. All of that to say this, a couple of things. I'm going to ask for you to pray for me. I know God is sufficiently, abundantly able. I preach that. I believe that. But I'm also a human being, and so sometimes anxieties can start to, you know, get the better of you. You guys are not that way at all. You're full of faith and power, right? But sometimes anxieties can kind of want to well up. So just pray for me that I'll be protected, because you know it's crazy. We social distance in, you know, Lowe's or Kroger or whatever, but they're going to put me this close to a person on an airplane. You know, it's just kind of weird. But anyway, so just pray for me as I'm traveling around, protection, and also just so that the fears won't become something. I'm just going to confess that to you. Is that okay? Secondarily, I just don't want to be away from home for that long. Even if it was 100%, you know, no fears, no concerns at all, I just don't want to be away from my family for that long. But thank God for FaceTime and all of that stuff. I'll be able to touch base with them. But just pray for my family while I'm gone. My wife will have, she's more than capable, don't get me wrong, but she'll have all of the weight of everything on a day-to-day basis. So just pray for them. But third thing about that is it's going to mean that I'm unavailable for the next two Sundays. Actually, I'll be here on the 16th. And I was planning to speak. I'll be, you know, chomping at the bit, ready to go on August the 16th. And one of our elders wisely said, no. You will have been gone. You will have been traveling all day the day before. No. Get a guest speaker for that day as well. And so I get to sit in and receive right beside you on the 16th. So for the next two Sundays, we'll have a special speaker. Brother Fred has agreed to step in. And I'll tell you what, he always blesses me. He always comes with a fresh word. So be praying for him over these next several weeks too, that God would speak to him as he speaks to God's people, right? So I'm thankful. Thank you, my brother. I've said it privately to you. I'll say it publicly. I honor you, sir, and I thank you for your commitment, not only to the Lord, but to this church. So looking forward to that. Now, Lisa mentioned a while ago about the midweek Bible studies. I'll be touching base with you guys on the next couple of Wednesdays, but it's not going to be in our normal format. When I get back in the office and get settled again, I'll pick back up with our study from the book of James. But I will touch base with you over the next two Wednesdays with a word of encouragement, hopefully, and just a time of prayer with you. But it won't be quite the same as it's normally on Wednesday nights. I'm looking forward to, Barbara, help me here. She's kind of like my calendar. She keeps me straight. When is it that we're looking at reengaging on Wednesday nights here? That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to say that. So we're looking to start slowly reintroducing and reengaging ourselves on Wednesday nights, September the 9th. Now, we know for sure that we're going to be doing the Bible study in that format. We're not quite sure. We're still touching base with our teachers for the for the boys and the girls and the youth on that night that do that ministry. So we're not sure exactly where all that's going to land, so just kind of bear with us as we flesh that out. One thing we do know we're not going to be doing is starting our food right away. We've got some precautions, some things that we need to put in place before we're able to do that comfortably. But we do want to start reintroducing ourselves to our Bible study on Wednesday nights. So September the 9th, we want to start doing that. And look, if you're not able or wanting to come out on Wednesday nights, or it just doesn't fit in with your schedule right now, that's fine. Look, that's fine. We're family. We love each other, right? So there's no pressure, but it's an opportunity for you. We will be putting that on Facebook as well, so you can join us that way if nothing else. All right? All right, I think that's all I've got. Let's see. All right, that's good. All right. Okay, last week I concluded our amazing sermon series. Now, I'm not saying that the series was amazing. I'm saying that's what we called it. That was the title of the series. We'll leave it up to you. Ultimately, we'll leave it up to the Lord to determine if there was any value in it. But what I do hope, I pray that God spoke to you week to week, and that he not only encouraged us, but he challenged us through that series. So today, I want to touch base on Luke chapter 13. So if you have your scripture there in front of you, you can turn. If not, we'll be putting it on the screen here in a minute. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. And the title of the message for today is When Jesus Works. When Jesus Works. Luke chapter 13. It's interesting. I was telling my wife this yesterday. You know, pastors, that those of us that we speak all the time, you know, I'll tell you what went through my mind. I was like, okay, well, God, I've finished up the series. I pretty much knew what was next in the series. I kind of had the themes planned out before we even started the series. But then when you get done with the series and you don't really have time, because I'm only here for this week and then I'm gone for two, or I'm out of the podium for 2 weeks. And so I don't really want to start a new series, but yet I don't want to just get up and fill space. I want to have a timely word. I want to hear what you have to say, and I want to be able to communicate that to your people. And just to be honest with you, I was just kind of like, I don't know. God, am I going to have to go? I'm going to pull back the curtain on the way preachers operate, okay? Other preachers may not appreciate this, but this is how we operate sometimes. Lord, am I going to have to go back and pull out an old sermon that I preached before and dust it off? Well, you know, it's the word. If it was true originally, it's still true, right? There's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, Lord, I'm... And so I came out on Friday night. Boy, we had a great turnout Friday night, and God really spoke to us. And so I was back there, just back in that back corner. I was praying, and this particular story, this particular event from the New Testament came to my mind. Be honest, I wasn't even sure where to find it. I mean, I knew it was somewhere in the Gospels, but I was like, I got to find out where that is. And I started reading through it, and it just immediately gelled in my spirit. That's what I want you to share on Sunday. When Jesus works. Luke chapter 13. I'm going to be reading verses 10 through 17. You got it? Luke chapter 13, 10 through 17. You got me up there, Jake? All right, perfect. Luke 13, 10 through 17. And here it is. Now he, being Jesus, now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Notice it didn't say she had an infirmity. She had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up.